This is a special edition of KCast. Today, we're focusing on the Miss Cayman Islands pageant 2019. Every week, we're featuring a different contestant. And this week, we say hello to contestant number 6, Khadija Baden.
Hello.
Now, do people mess up your name a lot or no?
It depends. Some people look at it and they can pronounce it right away because it is pronounced exactly how it's spelled.
Khadija.
Yeah.
Khadija Baden.
Yeah.
Contestant number 6.
Yeah.
What district you represent?
Baden Town.
So when they pronounce it wrong, how do they pronounce it?
They say Khadija. I've gotten Khadija.
Khadija. Nice. Yeah. It's good to finally meet you. Good. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Miss Cayman Islands pageant, you've decided to do it. This is the first time you decided to do it?
Yeah, my first time.
Why?
Well, I was approached. I was asked if I wanted to be a part of the competition, a part of the pageant.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first I wasn't really sure, but the person that I spoke to, she basically told me, you know, the pageant is something where you can only win. You know, yes, there's one crown, but everyone comes out like a better version of themselves.
Sure.
We go through so much training and we get so much from the experience that even if you don't win, you still win.
All right. And I was asking you, as we're taping here today, do you have a job? You're not working right now because you just finished school.
Yeah, yeah. So I just did my master's in regenerative medicine.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
23,
just
you have a master's.
23, yeah.
It's fantastic. In regenerative medicine, what is that?
So that's basically to do with stem cells and stem cell therapy, but also tissue regeneration. So for my research project, my project was actually creating a hydrogel with stem cells to be grafted onto the hearts of patients who've had had a heart attack.
Crazy.
And it's helped them help their cells regenerate themselves and yeah,
incredible.
Get their heart back to full function.
So you've just I think you can take the summer off, I suppose. and where did you get that master's? Where did you do your master's?
I did it at Queen Mary University of London.
My God.
Yeah.
And where did you get your undergrad?
I did my undergrad at the University of Kent. I did it in biochemistry.
Killer.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, not only are you obviously incredibly intelligent, you certainly look like a model. Have you ever done modeling before?
You
got the height. I'm sure you're sick of hearing that, but you look like a Miss Cayman Islands.
Oh, thank you. I have actually done some modeling, but I was a little bit younger, and to be honest, I didn't think it was something that I would kind of be doing again. Obviously, this is a little bit different from modeling, but I mean, it just goes to show you don't know where life will take you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So your family's here. You've been here. How many generations has your family been here?
Well, my dad is a Baden, so
yeah,
I guess pretty much always. And my mom is actually, she's from Jamaica, so,
okay.
But she moved here when she was a teenager. So yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the jobs you've had.
I worked at the Water Authority. I worked there for 2 summers.
Yeah.
I was a lab intern. That was really nice. The people that worked there were so nice.
So you really dig science. Like you like working in labs and doing research and stuff.
I do.
What is it about that speaks to you so much?
I don't know. I think it involves a lot more than just, like computer work, office work. I mean, you do have that part of it because you do have to write reports and things like that.
Yeah.
But you get to be hands-on. It's a little bit more relaxed. You also get to work by yourself sometimes, which I really like.
Okay.
Sometimes it's nice to be left alone.
All right, sure.
So, but yeah, and it's also really rewarding because you know that you're doing something to benefit, you know, a lot of people.
For sure. So you worked in a lab at the Water Authority. Tell me some other jobs you had.
You
ever like mopped? You ever gotten paid to like clean or anything like that?
Well, I volunteered at the Georgetown Hospital. That was a few summers. That was quite a few summers ago, actually.
Yeah.
But and I was basically just like an assistant for the nurses, so just helping with like patient care and stuff like that. So yeah.
All right. Tell me why. What do you think Miss Cayman Islands means? Like, yeah, little girls who are looking up to Miss Cayman Islands, a lot of the girls I've spoken to have said, oh, I always thought about Miss Cayman Islands means this.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you?
Who
do you think Miss Cayman, what do you think the role Miss Cayman Islands plays in society here?
I think Miss Cayman is kind of who she is an embodiment of Cayman and Cayman culture and what Cayman has to offer. So she is an ambassador for the island. She represents our culture. She represents our intelligence. She represents our beauty. She represents our history, all of that. And I think she's probably somebody who's well-spoken, loyal to her country, that kind of thing, and has her country's best interests at heart and advocates for her country issues and promotes what her country has to offer. So yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And what's it like now? Have you done pageants before at all or no?
I haven't. This
Never.
Is my first pageant.
So, so how is this going for you? I mean, you guys have kind of, you know, you're just starting to get going now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what sort of things, you know, are they training you? Are they teaching you? Tell me what the experience has been like for you so far.
Well, it's very different. It's unlike anything I've ever done
Mine
before. We have Toastmasters training, so public speaking training. This is, for me, this is the most public speaking I've ever done.
Okay.
A lot of radio shows and stuff like that. We have TV appearances coming up, I think, as well.
Sure.
And obviously the big onstage question.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have that. We also have, you know, etiquette training taking place in a few weeks. And yeah, I mean, runway training.
Right.
So learning how to walk. Pageant walking is a little bit different to like model walking.
Okay.
It's a little bit more. There's more stuff to think about. With modeling, you just put the clothes on,
sure,
walk down, come back. But
sure,
pageantry, it's a lot of...
So you mentioned you started off with the Toastmasters. Is public speaking something that makes you a little nervous?
How
are you good with that?
Surprisingly, no. I mean, well, I think everyone does get nervous,
yeah,
but in terms of like nerves management, like I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's. I think I feel in just before it starts, I feel like those nerves. But
right,
once I'm speaking, it's just it's
well,
fine.
Once you get out there, you get that first sentence out. You're usually
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So a lot of training. I mean, and I know a lot of the contestants are nervous about that question.
Yeah.
But I mean, as someone with your intellect, you got to have a little confidence in that. I mean, they're not really asking facts. They're asking what you think, right?
Yeah. It's the kind of thing where you, I mean, it's a different thing when, I mean, right now it's just me and you, but it's a different thing when you're on
sure
stage, there are, you know, tons of people watching you, you know, it's going to be recorded
right
and put on YouTube.
Right.
So it's a little bit, I don't know. I feel it's going to be a different experience.
So you did 4 years for your undergrad. That was in England. And then you did 3 years. 3 years. So
yeah,
you finished your undergrad early.
Well, no, in England, your undergrad is 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, normally,
and
sometimes.
Then you jumped right into your master's.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it about London that you like? What do you love about London?
London is very different to here.
Sure.
So it was a nice change. It's obviously a city, so it's more fast paced. I actually surprisingly like not having to drive.
Right, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You take train.
Yeah. So that was really nice.
That's so true. That's the one thing about being back in the city that you forget is that, you know, you don't need a car. You can just hop the train.
Yeah, it's yeah, I love it. And yeah, like the people, you meet so many people from so many different backgrounds. I mean, and you obviously do that here as well.
Right.
But I feel like in London, it was kind of like on a different scale.
Right.
So yeah, and I learned so much about different cultures and obviously the traveling, because
right,
once you're in London, I mean, you can go to all the European countries and, you know, travel is a lot.
Tell me where you've been. What two places were your favorite that you've been?
I went to Portugal.
Oh.
And Portugal was really, really nice.
Okay. What about Portugal? What is it, the beaches or what is it?
Well, yeah, we did a lot of like beach stuff. It was actually a trip with me and my housemates, kind of like our last thing before we all went our separate ways.
Right.
So, and yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Beaches. We didn't do a lot of nightlife, actually.
Really?
Really.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but it was more like daytime activities and stuff. But it was really, really nice. Really hot, surprisingly.
Hot.
I didn't... Well... I don't know. I just didn't expect it to get as hot as it was, but
right,
the ocean is still really, really cold.
Okay.
So it's weird. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Portugal. Where else? Where else did you go? Tell me somewhere else. Somewhere unique. Anything kind of like never thought you'd end up there.
I would have to say I did like kind of a, I think it was, the trip was about a week or so, and it was, Budapest, a Czech,
like Prague.
Yeah, Prague and Germany.
That's cool. How was your, you go like Berlin?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we visited a concentration camp and, and that kind of thing. So it was, yeah, it was a lot, but it was nice.
I get a sense about you that you're a little nerdy. Are you nerdy? Yeah. Are you a quiet, nerdy kind of person?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just a bit.
All right. What do you like to, are you crazy about health? Do you like working out? Do you eat healthy all the time?
I don't eat healthy all the time, but I do work out, so it balances. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like to, what do you like to eat for lunch when you're here on the island?
Okay. So lunch is probably a good sandwich.
Sandwich. Where you go? Name names.
Actually, not a sandwich, but a place that I've been to recently that's really good is, I think it's called Caboose. It's Cricket Square, I think.
Oh, yeah, the meat place.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, right. That's so good. Their brisket is
Brisket's
amazing.
Sick, I agree. Yeah, very good. Very good. What about when you go to Al Kebab? What do you get at Al Kebab? Now, there's a couple different degrees to Al Kebab for me. You know, there's like a late night Al Kebab.
Yeah.
And then there's like a more regular. Like, what is like the most, you know, the most unhealthy thing you would have get from Al Kebab?
I actually only get one thing from Al Kebab.
Okay.
I only have one order, and it's beef and lamb over fries with sweet dinner and mango chutney.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been awesome. Is anything else that you wanted to add? Like, what maybe so many people don't know about you?
What don't people know about me? I feel like people don't know a lot about me because I actually don't share that much on social media.
Yeah. Why not? Are you just not into it? You like to stay private?
I am kind of more of a private person. Yeah. But yeah, yeah. I think for me, it just doesn't come naturally. So I think when people are out, like it comes naturally to them to just, you know, snap like a picture and put it on their story, a little Snapchat, whatever. But yeah, I don't really think about that.
So you're
like,
not the type who's sitting at dinner and you're constantly checking your phone, taking pictures, messaging. That's not you.
No, but well, I guess this is something that people don't know about me. I can't eat if I'm not watching something.
Can't eat if you're not watching. Wait a second. Hold on. What are you talking about? You like to, you gotta watch TV while you eat dinner?
Yeah, I think I was talking to my friend about this the other day, and I think it stems from the fact that I hate the sound of eating.
Oh.
So I kind of just developed a habit of watching something while I'm eating.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. That's okay. Yeah. Well, is there anything you prefer? Like, what will you watch? Anything in particular?
What I'm watching right now, Love Island.
Oh my God, the English one or the U.S. one?
The English one.
And is that one really that much better than the U.S.
It's
one?
It's so much better.
Why
than the
are
US
so many
one.
People obsessed with the show? Every woman in the office stops and watches that show.
It's so good. There's so many, like, it's reality TV, so obviously it's, you know, junk, but it's good junk. It's so good, yeah.
Yeah, Love Island, all of the girls stop every day, they watch it and then they sit out there and talk about it all day.
Yeah.
What are you watching on Netflix? Do you Stranger Things or no?
I did watch Stranger Things. I kind of stopped. I haven't been watching that as much, but what I have, I guess the most recent thing I've been watching is Good Girls.
Okay.
I don't know if you've
No.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's about a drug dealer mom. A mom turned drug dealer. So, yeah.
I have to watch that one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been really nice getting to chat with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Make sure you guys vote for Khadijah. She's going to be up in the People's Choice Awards section pretty shortly. Can you win People's Choice and Miss Cayman? I guess that would be the Quan, right? That's I think
I'm sure you can. Yeah.
Get some of those votes.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, best of luck. August 17th, the 2019 Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant. Khadijah Bodden, you Bodden Town?
Yeah, Bodden Town.
Yeah.